President Biden is now restricting most asylum claims at the southern border. His executive actions call for those restrictions when unauthorized crossings exceed an average of 2,500 migrants for 7 consecutive days. That means a migrant who might otherwise apply for asylum, for example, because they fear for their lives in their home country, have a choice: wait for the numbers to go down and restrictions to be lifted, or attempt to enter the U.S. illegally and risk deportation. That's the situation member station WKAR's Michelle Jokish-Polo found at the border.
Diana, her 2, 5, and 8-year-old children, her father and her teenage brother, David, arrived at Ciudad Juarez on Tuesday. But their eyes were on El Paso, Texas, just across from the Rio Grande border, where they were planning to petition asylum. The family asked NPR to not use their last names because they feared speaking out could jeopardize their claim. They were tired after completing a 3-month journey from their native Venezuela. Then they got the news. People crossing the border illegally are not allowed to petition for asylum, but the measures allow those with an appointment through the government's mobile app to be considered for asylum. It cost us a lot to get here, says Diana. Her brother David says they were really excited at first when they heard that the border was nearby. But when they got there, they were told that it was closed. He says they were disappointed. As soon as they got off the bus in Juarez, in 90-degree weather, the family walked straight to the border to turn themselves in and petition for asylum. Instead of going through a point of entry, they opted to cross the Rio Grande by foot. They didn't use the CBP1 app to make an appointment. Border Patrol agents immediately pushed them back into Mexico. That's not what they were expecting. False information on TikTok and other messaging platforms gives some people the impression that all immigrants need to do is show up at the border and they're allowed in with a pending court date. Neither by bus, taxi, or train, they won't let us in, Diana says. Defeated, hungry, and tired, the family set out to find shelter. There was no celebration for her 29th birthday, but they found respite at a city shelter next to an international bridge. There, the family got food, water, and a place to sleep. People from other countries were staying at the shelter as well, with similar hopes and dreams. Diana says right now there's a large group of people staying at the shelter, with many coming from Ecuador, Colombia, and El Salvador. The 2,200-mile journey for this family had a destination, Florida. That's where Diana's husband is. Unable to find a job in Venezuela, he petitioned asylum nearly 9 months ago through the same border area, but before the new restrictions were in place. For NPR News, I'm Michelle Jokish-Polo in El Paso.